Here's Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
And good morning, Marshall, everybody. It is a good morning, and it'll be a nice day. Not much happening. Sunny, warm, 80. There could be a late shower tonight. That's not going to be a big deal. Low 60s. Sun and clouds will do it tomorrow. 80 again. Friday, clouds will mix with some sun. Mid-70s. So, you know, right through Friday, no problem. The weekend, it's not as easy. A warm front will be going by Saturday morning with clouds and showers. I think in the afternoon we'll get some sunshine, bringing the temperature to 75 to 80. Then on Sunday, we'll be watching a front come in from the Ohio Valley. That'll give us clouds and a few showers. No, it's not an all-day rain out, but there will be showers around on Sunday. That front goes down, all the way down to the Gulf of Mexico, and by Sunday, there could be NATE in the Gulf of Mexico that'll hook onto the front and come up the front on Monday to give us a better chance of rain with highs in the 70s. So, unfortunately, the weekend, the long Columbus Day weekend, does not look great.
On Monday, I don't care because, you know, it's a normal day for me. I mean, I don't do anything special on Columbus Day, on the day itself, on Monday itself. But the rest of the weekend sounds like we're gonna get by okay.
You should be okay. Again, I think that your Saturday afternoon will be okay. Sunday, probably the morning will be okay. And then it'll be just the opposite of Saturday. And then showers will develop later Sunday. So let's say, I'm going to give you a time. Let's say 2 p.m. Saturday to 2 p.m. Sunday should be the driest part of your three-day weekend.
That's okay. That's all right. We'll take that.
Well,
if there's some showers on Sunday afternoon, like I said, the Brewski Fest has just all these tents set up and everything, so they're set up for that. There's no problem with that. And I think that's okay. And it's going to be warm.
Well, that's the other thing. It doesn't get cool, at least not for the foreseeable future. So that's a good thing. And you know, I'm kind of happy about that. You know, because I'll be traveling all over the place this weekend. So, you know, I'll have to dodge the showers, but it's still better than dodging snow.
Now, you're going to be filming, and then you're going to be with family, right?
It looks like Saturday is filming, Sunday back to Long Island for the birthday party, and then Monday more filming, and then back to work on Tuesday.
So you got a busy weekend.
Very, very busy. I'm tired just thinking of it, but I'm also sore from yoga again last night. And I spoke to the teacher afterwards, and I said to her, "Should I be feeling this back pain?" And she looked at me, she says, "What back pain?" I said, "Lower back pain." She says, "No, you shouldn't." I said, "Well, I am, and it takes a couple of days to get rid of." She said, "I'm going to be watching you very carefully next Tuesday night. You're obviously doing something wrong." I said, "Okay, fine."
Come on, Pat. How hard is it to get going into yoga?
It's hard.
I expect one day to see you with your legs crossed and your hands in the middle going,
They do that. I have no problems with the crossing of the legs. Some of my problems come in with balance, and I don't know why, but with balance. And again, anything that has to do with the back. Maybe because I have not such a strong back to begin with. And she's working those muscles back there. But we'll see what happens.
I could never do yoga because I have meniscus problems in both knees, and I have, you know, little pieces of cartilage. And if I sit for too long with my legs crossed, my knees lock. And they'd have to roll me on my side to unlock my knees.
Well, also, there's a lot of yoga that takes place on your knees. You know, you're on all fours. And you have to arch your back, and you have to, you know, stick out your right leg while you're on all fours, hold it, bring it back down. I mean, there's a lot of that stuff. So, I mean, it is very, very relaxing. There's no doubt about it. But it's hard.
You know what?
And everyone thinks, you know, you sit there and meditate. You don't do that.
What you're just saying sounds a lot like this. Are you ready? Okay. All right, so this sounds a lot like this here. Let's see if I get this right here.
Hokey Pokey from all-time children's favorites by the Learning Station.
Okay, you said you put your back. Do they play this when you do your yoga?
They don't play any music at all.
Come on. Why don't you just do the hokey pokey instead of yoga?
Do you remember there used to be a time where at parties and weddings, that was a big number? And I'm trying to remember the other
Pat,
thing.
When I was in the 70s, when I lived in Kingston, and I did the late nights, and I did the late night sessions at Wooden Wheel, the rock and roll sessions and the disco sessions, okay? Even though it was the disco sessions and everything like that, you always threw a hokey pokey in there for the roller skaters.
Isn't that interesting? What was the other one that they used to do back then? It was like a line dance, but not compared to today's. I can't remember it.
I don't know, but we did. The hokey pokey was pretty big. But what you sounded, I'm honest to God, when you were describing you arch your back and you put it, sound, I still was like, gosh, this sounds like the hokey pokey.
I wish it was. I wish it was, but needless to say, it's not as bad this morning as it was last week, so maybe it's just conditioning yourself. I think that's it.
Yeah, maybe and,
it's got to be. It's just got to be that. So that is where we're at. Watch out for Nate, who we think will form and move it to the Gulf of Mexico by the weekend.
Will Nate bring a lot of rain on Monday?
Let's put it this way. Relative to what we've had in the last week or two, yes.
Okay, so there'll be, I'm not going to say a lot of steady rain.
A steadier rain,
yeah,
correct.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm not going to say a lot of rain, but
A steady rain, right.
All right. Well, like I said, the Fall Festival is over on Sunday, so Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, so that'll be fine. The steady rain's going to hold off.
And it should. It should. So that'll work out just fine. And for those of you who are off on Monday, you don't have to worry about doing anything outdoors.
That's right.
Work indoors.
That's right. Have your barbecue indoors.
Right. Or sit home, watch TV, and relax.
Did you use your barbecue at all this summer?
Which one?
At the new house.
Yes.
You were outside. Yep. You did get the barbecue on the deck.
Yep, several times. We did not use the barbecue once. Up at the lake.
Wow.
Not once. So, and you know, everybody takes their barbecues, most of them leave it out during the winter with, you know, covered. Right. And I always take it in up at the lake, and it's heavy as heck, and I got to carry it up the steps into the porch, and every single year I find mold all inside it. And the people told me up there that's because it's inside and covered. They told me if I leave it out, there's an excellent chance that I won't have mold.
Well, maybe you should leave it out.
I'm leaving it out this year.
All right. Well, we'll speak to you tomorrow, and I hope your back feels better.
Well, thank you. So do I.
Okay. Yeah. Take care, Pat.
All right. Bye, Marjorie.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on the tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.